Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, for this very blessed opportunity. We're back with you here again to speak these very precious words. It's these very precious words the Most High has granted me. For the blessing, yes, for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me directly. As for his cause, appointed unto some very important things for him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely indeed accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection. Yes, his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, does not forget. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the whole world be deceived, not discerning the truth. Yah does not forget, my brothers and sisters. And unto all, true to all that he has spoken, he will yet be true. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who will discern this. For we are called to the Most High by his Spirit, the Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, rebukes all sin, and by that I mean rebukes every fallen standard. In fact, my brothers and sisters, reproves us that whatever we might be found lacking, we might be made whole. Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that the Most High, let it be known to the early church, and the early church knew this. They knew that in awaiting the Messiah, the Savior, they had one ultimate application. They knew that in Messiah's appearing, he comes to teach them all things. Again, my brothers and sisters, to bring all things to remembrance. Acts 3:18-23, the Messiah comes for the restoration, the restitution of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken from the very beginning by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. He says, when Messiah appears, whoever will not hearken to the testimony of that prophet, Messiah being indeed that prophet, should be cut off from among the people. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters, since we have said many times on this show, that the only offering the Most High will accept of mankind is peace. Let me repeat that. The only offering the Most High will accept of mankind is peace. How is peace defined, my brothers and sisters? How is that peace defined? Well, the book of Isaiah speaks about mankind in these latter days, saying the way of peace they know not. Well, I want you to think about something. The very word for peace, the concept of peace, ancient mind, related, my brothers and sisters, always a matter of being true to that which is pure and perfect. In fact, my brothers and sisters, what is pure and perfect in alignment with all the Most High declared from the beginning. If man were true in all things to the will of the One, according to all the Most High declared eternal, there could be only peace. Purity and completion offers one choice. We were warned, therefore, against every manner of false prophet. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we were warned against every manner of false prophecy, false testimony. Any testimony which does not seek to bring to bear after the Spirit of the Most High, calling attention to, giving consideration of, everything the Most High has decreed is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, an inviolable, in fact, vain, in fact, my brothers and sisters, damning testimony. Man, prideful, after a multitude of partial and polluted ideals, each one exalting himself, has only been, my brothers and sisters, continual warfare, since man first fell away from the firmity what the Most High from the beginning decreed. And in fact, every single nation on this earth, as we see its administration today, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, absolutely none of them, I repeat, absolutely none of them, as we see these administrations extant today, none of them are true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. All have fallen short of what honorably glorifies Yah. All of them have been, so many ways, my brothers and sisters, been established upon foundations that, quite frankly, are quite faulty. All of them have been established upon foundations without an intent. I repeat, without an intent to give full consideration to all the Most High declared from the beginning. Few are they who have discerned this, but the truth of the matter is that men who thought themselves worthy of having power in the earth have not had real intentions to seek and establish, to seek Yah that might be established a kingdom, true to all things the Most High from getting intended. Robbers, my brothers and sisters, in fact, men, politicians, compromisers, treacherous men, expecting that there should be a blessing, and that they should even be called a blessing in the earth, while still yet they rob the Most High and don't seek the fullness of His will. I want you to think about it. Messiah has a dispensation, what's called the gospel, the dispensation of the gospel that is called the way of peace. Read Romans 10 and Ephesians 6, and it's called the gospel of peace. Isaiah 52 talks about how the rulers of the people have caused them to quarrel, to howl, to quarrel, contend one against another. It talks about how in Isaiah 59, again, the way of peace men know not. Meaning that after the variant rule of their variant rulers, contentious rulers, men seeking to preserve this folly, this vanity, this pretense, have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, that the only way toward peace is exactly what the scriptures have said. When the scriptures relate, my brothers and sisters, Messiah will come forth saying, keep silence before me, O you isles, and let my people renew their strength. It's all the variant doctrines, false prophets, false testimony, the word for prophets and testimony. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, relate the same. What a man preaches is called his prophecy. It's called what how he speaks. But many have prophesied, our brothers and sisters, but not after the Spirit of the Most High. Not after the Spirit that seeks all things. Not after the Spirit of our brothers and sisters that will reveal what the Most High calls stable. Again, the Most High calls all those who would not seek His whole word, false prophets. Like I said before, look at the word false. I've said many times in this show. False. FLS. Word fleshly. FLS. Foolish. FLS. A false law, my brothers and sisters, a flawed rule. That by no means, I said, that by no means can fully appease the will of Yah. And therefore, since it cannot appease the will of Yah, it is not worthy, my brothers and sisters, unto His peace. And I would dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has no reason to bring peace on this earth. I said He has no reason to bring peace on this earth or perpetuate any institution of man unless He's willing to convert fully unto His will. For if the Most High were to bring peace, what would man do in his contentiousness? Men seeking to say they have a covenant according to their own designs. What else would man do but start war? All over again. Something, my brothers and sisters, that is not the intent or the design, or in any way, my brothers and sisters, what fully appeases and pleases the Most High. We've talked before on this show about many of these topics. And if you really go back and you read through, some of the opening words of some of the various shows we've spoken of in the spoken through in the archives, I've actually related about how in the book of Enoch, the Most High has said that what occurred in the flood many years ago, the time of Noah's flood, Most High called it a vain work. Why? Because in the end, it did not accomplish peace. And man, rebelling against the will of the Most High, only wrought a kind of babble and confusion in this world, that could never bring forth peace all over again. But we who understand well the scriptures know about Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59, 19 through 21, where it relates the Most High will raise up finally a standard against all that would act as transgressors against peace. He would defend all those who, quite frankly, would turn from the transgression that is in this world. The scriptures tell us in Isaiah 59, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has a covenant whereby he has forsworn that for those who survive the time of judgment, he said, his covenant, the covenant of peace, my brothers and sisters, whereby the world might have peace and he would defend all those who stand up for righteousness. He said, his covenant shall not depart from your mouth, the covenant of peace, a way that men have not known, will not depart from your mouths, nor the mouth of your descendants, nor the mouth of your descendants' descendants, henceforth even forever. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that whoever will speak a word, take away, or add to unjustly the word of peace, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a way of dealing with them. If we understood it well, my brothers and sisters, knowing the only offering the Most High will ever be satisfied with, pleased with, is peace, we would understand far better scriptures like those of Revelation 22. Scriptures there make it very plain that the keeping of the Most High is his commandments, my brothers and sisters, is peace. He said, those who would preserve what is necessary unto peace with him. I said, those who would preserve and follow after what is necessary unto peace with him. He would preserve and grant them the right unto the tree of life. He would grant them eternal life, my brothers and sisters, for seeking to, in all things, have peace with him, to follow him according to his command. He said, whoever loves to tell lies, whoever likes to break that covenant, my brothers and sisters, will not have any kind of favorable entrance into his kingdom. To go in and go further in this, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 22 relates that whoever would not seek the Most High for the fullness of his will, that they innately in their ignorance would take away, or innately, my brothers and sisters, in their presumptuousness, add, therefore, to destroy the truth of the covenant, or destroy a reverence for the truth of the covenant. Scripture says simply this, that they are not welcome unto his kingdom. We have to understand something, my brothers and sisters. We have to understand. The book of Jacob talks about the provocations among the nations and why are the nations provocative, antithetical, against peace? Because they've denied, obviously, according to that word, what is the perfect will of Yah. What was Abraham told? Walk after the Most High and seek his perfect will, and this will be a blessing. How about peace to all the nations? He never said there'd be peace any other way. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Men presumptuous and after their own authority to accomplish their own ends and not fully with the peace of the Most High, well, quite frankly, the scripture says that would never accomplish peace. There's only one Savior. And even the concept of Savior, of a Savior, my brothers and sisters, relates one as the woman at the well in John 4, Yohanan 4 spoke. The Savior, Messiah, the anointed one, the one after the Spirit that teaches all things, will come to teach us everything. Meaning, the treacherous are those who do not. Treacherous are those who seek to scheme as if something the Most High said was not important. Well, Scripture says Messiah comes ultimately, my brothers and sisters, to perform all that is divine pleasure. Scriptures tell us the Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, not to negate any part of the law of the prophets, to dishonor any part of the law of the prophets, but to teach, perform, and bring to bear all things the Most High has spoken. And it's quite obvious, according to prophecy, that not yet has all that was prophesied concerning the Messiah come to pass. Indeed, the scriptures say concerning him, that all nations shall seek him for his law and his rest, his peace, then shall be glorious. The Most High ever say that his law, that he sent the Messiah to bring, would be in any way a manner of turning aside from any part of divine intent? No, my brothers and sisters, not at all. Messiah said if you're compelled to think that he came in any way to deny the law and the prophets, he said you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah because you believe somebody's lie. My brothers and sisters, the law of the Most High is peace. Did you hear me? The law of the Most High is and is unto peace when men rightly understand it and when men rightly administer it. Do you think the Most High gave his people a law that they should be lawless, disorderly, like the rest of the nations, that have no consensus in the will of one? Most High said, point frank, point blank, he said, you're my friends. Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything I command you. He told his people to go forth and teach all nations. Everything that he commanded. He said, and that, my brothers and sisters, would be the conversion of the nation. Didn't say according to any pieces and part. He says, cursed is anyone who does not confirm everything that's written in the book of the law to do it. In other words, my brothers and sisters, men subdividing the word, seeking to establish their own righteousness. Scripture says in Romans 10, have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the world has been grossly deceived. Many have believed the Messiah came to put away divine law that they might be saved. My brothers and sisters, you don't break the law to gain the peace. Shall men say that the grace and the favor of the Most High is that they're left without a law, left confused? In fact, the scriptures say that's a fall from his grace. In fact, quite frankly, as we live in a world that has fallen far from faith, far from grace, because if it had not been so, my brothers and sisters, if the world were true to the grace of Yah, we would not live in a world that is so vastly ignorant and even rebellious against the way of peace, against the way of truth. Scripture says the Messiah comes, the anointed one after the Spirit of the Most High. Read Isaiah 11. It says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all his holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yah, as the water covers the sea. Do you think the knowledge of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not the conscience, not the law of Yah? That's insanity to even begin to believe such a thing. My brothers and sisters, you think the knowledge of Yah, the law of Yah, is not based upon all his word? Most High told me that the greatest wisdom, greatest truth, is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High has spoken, has not been wisdom at all. The greatest wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is the rediscovery of what man has desperately missed. That is the most precious wisdom of all. And for without it, my brothers and sisters, no man is made whole. No man is confirmed. No man is called steadfast. No man is counted worthy unto peace, because peace demands that all would confirm all the Most High has spoken. Or else, quite frankly, this is disfavor. And there is no peace. You know, I find it amazing. I truly do. In the last couple of days, something that was called the National Prayer Breakfast, the president of this country talked about the idea about there should be an environment established in which there's no tolerance for continual violence. But my question, my brothers and sisters, is this. Has man not understood that any time he turns away from the will of the Most High, the perfect will of the Most High, he has executed violence against the law, against the peace of the one Most High, and compelled men never to even realize that an offense has been committed? Let me repeat that. How can man deny any part of what the Most High has said and said that he has not incited upon himself something that is far from peaceful? Shall man break the law and say that he shall have peace as a result? Vivid Brady, my brothers and sisters, after their own opinions, twist the law, takes away and adds to according to their own designs. You don't have a covenant at all. If you have a covenant with the Most High, my brothers and sisters, such reprobate, undisciplined mindedness without a covenant, my brothers and sisters, is certainly a state of being far from what the Most High calls acceptable unto peace. The kingdom of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has a law. It says all nations will wait for his law. That will be the global peace. He didn't say all nations shall disregard his law called because they are the nations, because they're Gentiles. All nations shall seek it. If they told you anything else, blinding your mind, causing you to believe that the grace of Yah puts away divine law, realize something. The pagans had ultimately one word they primarily used for law and authority. They had a word for grace also. And it was a word they used after polytheist intent. They had three goddesses they call the three graces. Look it up sometimes. Three goddesses. Different ideals. Call them refinement. But my brothers and sisters, three contentious ideals can never be the will of one. Never be true to the will of one. They had a concept of law. But my brothers and sisters, the law of Rome was to sustain all the varying misconceits of all they who had rulership in the Roman Empire. Constant contentiousness against the will of the one Most High. Anytime man seeks to preserve rather than be purged of the variant misconceits of man, he has announced warfare against the one Most High. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, most have not realized that the politicians, the kings, pastors, priests, rabbis, presidents have all been, though they might claim to be led by the Spirit, all false prophets. Why I say that? Most High told me that he sends prophets to speak with others would not. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, there's much testimony declared in the law of the prophets that the rulers of this earth dared not speak lest they find themselves in a position to have to reprove the very foundation, the faulty foundation upon which they seek to stand, and be glorified, seeking the esteem of men. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society that does not understand that its diverse ideals are, in fact, sin. Messiah said the greatest command of all, that we recognize that Yah is one, and that we all seek his perfect will with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. And that in this we love one another. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? In this we love our neighbor as ourselves. Desirous for blessing, peace from the Most High. But how many understand really, my brothers and sisters, what's actually really going on in the world? I want you to think about this concept. When we examine the scriptures closely, we find a few phrases that kind of help to understand. In the book of James, if they want to call, the book of James was actually called Yaakov. The book of Yaakov, they wanted to call James at the behest of Mr. King James. It reads, whoever shall keep the whole law. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. There's no such thing as the covenant being broken down into lesser standards and people still having an agreement. It's not a covenant. So we'll keep, then guard and preserve the whole law. Because that's what we are vowed to do, because the name of the Most High declares that he is all that he is. He is all that is, all his word. His word is not subdivided after the designs of men, and still be called his word. He didn't give anybody authority to subdivide his word, not to live. So whoever should guard the whole law, is evolved into the whole law then, will be true unto the Most High. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. He said, if he offends and yet in even one point, he's guilty to all. How about every point of the law? Against the sovereign rule of him who made it. Meaning, again, that if any man seeks to preach the word of Yah and does not seek to be true to all things the Most High has spoken, my brother says he's led men astray. Because everything the Most High says reinforces all else that he has said. The book of Jacob also said at 1:17, the gift of the Most High is an invariant word, no variableness, no shadow of change. That means you can't add or take away from it in any way and still be his word. He said, beyond all the provocations of the nations, we must all seek his perfect will. If we have a desire for anything less, it's double-mindedness and completely unworthy. You read the book of Jacob 1:1-9 and understand it clearly. How about Galatians 5:3? He said, if I testify to every man that is circumcised. Oh, go back to Genesis 17, you find out about the covenant of circumcision. Men should walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. That means seeking all that is the perfect will of Yah. I said that men should be reared after the spirit and not after the flesh, unto the perfect will of Yah. Covenanted unto all that is divine will, and no less, to perpetuate what is divine will from generation to generation. I test every man that is circumcised. How about every man that would avow himself unto the Most High? Every man that is avowed and obligated after the perfect law of the Spirit, unto the overcoming of the flesh, he is indebted, my brothers and sisters, to do, keep, preserve, maintain the whole law. Notice what Paul was saying. He was ultimately saying whoever would be true unto the Most High has an obligation to preserve the whole law of Yah. Guess what? Jerusalem didn't want you to know that. Like I said, they had designs to maintain their authority. So when they saw the scripture that says not under the law but under grace, grace was another title, my brothers and sisters, among others, for their pagan goddess, triune goddess, Diana, if you will. Somebody might need to go back and look at my website, hiddengospel.com, and look at what they call the three graces, and also understand, my brothers and sisters, these three graces of More, Mariamne, and Stella Marie. Three pagan goddesses, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes portrayed one body and three heads. My brothers and sisters, the Most High desires that all his people be after one mind. So when they said not under the law but under grace, they meant not under the, they were compassionate to me, not under the law of Yah, because they wanted to still retain their worship of their pagan goddess, also known as Diana, Artemis, Ashtaroth, Easter. Oh, yes. You take that in mind, my brothers and sisters, and understand how they sought to trick the masses. They saw themselves favored, not being obligated, they said, as Gentiles unto the law of the Most High. Well, how are the nations then converted? After the will of one. If the Gentiles don't have to, are not obligated to be converted according to all the Most High through his Messiah has spoken. Messiah comes to reiterate, to restore to mind all things the Most High has spoken. But they turn around and tell you otherwise. Romans 15 says, 15:4 said, all things written of old, afore I learned, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope to bring all the Gentiles like-minded in word and deed. My brothers and sisters, the word that the pagans used for law, if they was going to, something they were going to keep, they wanted to preserve their own rule. Because they knew that if they had to submit to the law, the one Most High, all the false gods that they had misled their people to trust, all that they had fashioned as their illustrious history upon claiming that these false gods had been their power and deliverance, would have to be, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways reproved as utmost folly. So there's something we need to really understand, my brothers and sisters. This world has been tricked to believe that Messiah came to renounce the law of his father. That's a total lie. That the rulers of the earth might be exalted as peacemakers, as saviors. My brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us the Messiah's appearing will be discerned as only one. Meaning the variant standards of the rulers, my brothers and sisters, shall all be put to ultimate shame. That men might realize that there's no peace while there remain a multitude of defiant rulers who can't even make peace among themselves, let alone discern the conscience necessary to have peace with Yah. John, Yohanan 15:12, Messiah said, "This is my commandment." How about even commandment? What would bring all the people to oneness in the Most High? That ye love one another. How about that ye love one another and cooperate with one another, no longer mistrusting one another? How about all functioning together under one cause? Even as he has revealed himself to his people as a manifestation of what is divine love. I see a scripture in Isaiah. In the 48th chapter, saying that him whom the Most High has granted the kind of conscience sufficient to understand where his people, where it is that the people are sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, therefore discerning greater conscience, the Most High has loved him. Messiah said, in effect then, that his love for his people is not that he hides the truth, but that he revealed. He gave his very life that men might be restored into full knowledge of all that is divine intent. He said, if I do not go, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will not come. Meaning that he gave his life that men might know fully what is necessary unto one peace. Unto the only peace. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. The world calls peace after all this multitude of differences, my brothers and sisters, by no means is acceptable unto Yah. He says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. If you understand it well, he's saying, since this was a statement to a people, people who would be true to him, he says ultimately to his people who must learn to cooperate together. Greater love has none of us more than this. That we, how about this, my brothers and sisters, are willing to seek all that is divine will, even willing to lay down our lives, all that we, after worldliness, have cherished, all our energies, devoted, my brothers and sisters, for the mutual good of one another. In other words, what I'm saying here, my brothers and sisters, how is it that we say we want peace, but we're not willing to seek all the Most High declared is viable under peace? Because listen to me. In the Hebrews, in the third chapter, find a scripture that's reiterated from Psalms 95. He said, the people that won't know his ways or won't seek his ways will not enter into his rest, nor will they know his peace. That means that he has established and foreordained a kingdom. He is foreordained to establish a kingdom based upon the fullness of his rule. Shall any man or brothers and sisters find himself participant in that blessing? denying any part of the law and the prophets? Messiah said, absolutely not. But where any man denies the law and the prophets, my brothers and sisters, has grievously offended, transgressed the law of Yah. He said, if anyone would seek to compel someone to believe, how about this, my brothers and sisters, that they're safe while they act foolishly against the law and the prophets? He said that one is guilty even under hellfire. Why? Because he has damned many souls with his words. So he said, you are my friends. If, how about true to his cause? If you do, if you teach, if you seek all whatsoever he has commanded. And you desire, my brothers and sisters, that that word go forth without obstacle, unshackled by the conceits of any man, true to all the Most High from the beginning intended. He said, none but these who desire that premise does he call his friends. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, you know, there's much that needs to be given consideration concerning this. But there are those who say that there should be no tolerance for continual violence. Well, I got news for you, like I said before. Not to uphold fully what the Most High declares from the beginning is violence against Yah, robbery against man, and the damnation of many souls, and the reasons for much contention, misopinion, much warfare. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Man has unleashed a devil upon himself. Let me repeat that. Man has unleashed the devil, having no desire that there ever be peace on earth, upon himself. Listen to me. Most High told mankind that if he walked according to his will, that he would have peace. It's obvious. Hey, he gave him Eden. Think about it. He gave him peace. He gave him life and peace. And desired to rejoice in it with man. Well, herein lies a tremendous problem. Because it was when man was beguiled to believe he should have peace, and turning aside from the will of Yah, that all manner of havoc, brothers and sisters, had been perpetuated in this world. On the Day of Atonement, the Most High wanted his people to come together to seek his perfect will, seek the remembrance of his perfect will. He called his feast a memorial. Shabbat's feasts, particularly, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, what is called the Sabbath of Sabbaths, the Day of Atonement. He wanted all his people to come together seeking his perfect will. That they put aside all their differences. That they would be willing to forgive one another for the sake of the pure, perfect will and peace of one. If they did this, acting like they were civil people, rational people, true unto the Most High, deliberating for his cause first and foremost, he gave them life and peace and protected the nation. On the other hand, if they were contentious, each man seeking in any way to exalt himself rather than the perfect will of the One Most High, exalting first personal will and grievances, personal ideals and grievances. Unwilling to seek after divine conscience what's acceptable under genuine forgiveness. Now, let me see if I can explain that. Oftentimes men seek a pact and a compromise. This Most High does not accept. I said men seek a pact and a compromise against divine covenant of many particulars of divine will. That's not acceptable under Yah. He told me there would be peace when they seek all his will. And the Most High would not even seek an offering from them or accept an offering from them. Until men sought to reconcile first with one another. seeking divine will first. Messiah said it when he said, if you have an offering, you find you have offense against your brother. Or some kind of offense with your brother. He said, seek first to reconcile with your brother and then bring your offering. Leave your offering at the altar, go seek to reconcile with your brother, and then bring your offering. If you think that the Most High is satisfied, but we don't realize that the first offering he desires is peace, if we forget this, we're sadly mistaken. As I said before, on the Day of Atonement, all were commanded to seek to reconcile their differences one with another. The good, the will of the One Most High, or the One Most High, seeking His will first and foremost. Then and only then would the Most High accept their offering. And there's a reason why you find on the day of Yom Teruah, Feast of Trumpets, for Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that those who keep that feast, and we all should, quite frankly, often wish one another a very good year with the words of Shana Tova. Well, that very statement, my brothers and sisters, from the time of the Feast of Trumpets, calling all Israel together for peace, for the cause of peace, all seeking what is acceptable under Yah for the good of the nation, went into what was called the 10 days or the days of awe. It was like blessing one another, ask that all come to the fullness of the singular consciousness with the Most High and finds acceptable. That there might be a blessing for all. Because think about it, my brothers and sisters. Israel was to respect the potential of every soul. Every soul being called as a habitation unto the Most High. As a preserver for divine will and conscience. And what may be a shocker to most people is this. Since man was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit, a preserver of the knowledge of divine conscience, acting in accord to divine instruction, we need to understand. Some have said it, but they haven't quite caught on. They talk about receiving the Holy Spirit to be saved. Man must seek inspiration from Yah and also receive the testimony in the context of seeking to bring forth the truth of that testimony. Faith, my brothers and sisters, bring in the manifestation. That high conscience and character with which the Most High is pleased. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are ultimately saying is that man was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit and to act after the will of Yah. The soul. It will not seek the anointing and not seek to be in all things true to the anointing. Has no purpose. And my brothers and sisters, this must be understood, because the soul without the Spirit of the Most High has no hope unto agreement with the people of Yah. But understanding this carries us to another dimension of understanding, my brothers and sisters. Anytime men seek to establish any manner of a system which does not seek at all, concerning all the will of Yah as one, as I said before, that's violent. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, it opens the door for the adversary. I said it opens the door for the adversary to seek to disrupt the conscience of every soul. The adversary goes forth to deceive and devour whoever he will. Always active. Find a chink in the armor. I say this to you. It's very evident in Scripture. The Messiah will come to save, deliver, preserve those who return from transgression, not those who seek to preserve it. And regretfully, I dare to tell you, man has established entire entities and governments upon the preservation of so much transgression. Not realizing, or refusing to realize, or pretending and establishing pretenses as if transgression will bring security. Well, I can only tell you that all prophecy relates there's no security for any nation. Did you hear me? No security. No national security for any nation. It will not seek fully all that is the law of the One Most High. In fact, any nation or any institutional man that would deceive anyone not to seek the fullness of divine will automatically is counted as a preserver of contentions. There can be no peace where any institution would deny my brothers and sisters the way of peace, the fullness, according to the fullness of what is divine decree. Scriptures tell us the Most High is going to lift up a standard against all those who would stand against the hope of his peace. Because believe me, the nations have not been friends with Yah unto all that he has commanded. And Scripture talks about telling Israel that it will be a blessed day when her light has shined. In other words, the Most High has shone forth unto Israel the perfection of the beauty of his glory, of his law. Isaiah 60th chapter speaks of it. Psalm 50 calls Messiah the perfection of beauty. Well, I would have you to hear me. Scripture says that the nation, when that light, that pure light, invariant light from on high, is shown forth to mankind, it is said that the nation that would stand against that law, or will not walk through that law, will not submit to that law, will perish. Did you not understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the law of Yah is the only hope for peace? Most High knows there's no other peace any other way. Therefore, and think about it. If man thinks they have peace, but at the end of the day, their souls, they lose their souls. Or find out they were tricked without any hope of salvation. My brothers and sisters, is there not violence? Scripture tells in Ephesians that our salvation, any hope for salvation as a people, as a world, is not after the variant conversation of men. It even goes as far as to say, if we're strangers, the commonwealth of Israel, how about the customs, commonwealth, the ways of the kingdom of Yah as it should be established upon this earth? He says we are without hope, without Yah, without the Messiah, and in this world. How about in and of the provocations and contentions that are in it?
19.
Not through the way of peace. Well, it looks like time is almost up, but I want to see if I can give myself a few moments. Because there is a need, because there's much more about this than be said. Let me see if I can put this together. Maybe I have just enough time to do it. Okay. Hopefully I got a little bit more time here. I put up in the opening screen, intro screen of the show, what scriptures actually portend with regard to a coming day of peace. The time of the Most High will be pleased that there may be casting aside the influence of the adversary. The men cease being adversaries, that they discern what it is to be mutually true unto Yah, and therefore mutually true for the good of one another unto peace. Micah 4:1 says this, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Most High, the kingdom where the Most High shall set his throne, his palace, his temple. Says it come to pass, it's in the last days it come to pass. How about the end of this age is called the times of the Gentiles, the times of nations provocative one against another, irrational, not willing to reason according to the will of one. Says it come to pass in the last days, the mountain, the kingdom, where the house, the temple of the Most High shall be established, and he said he was established at Jerusalem, shall be established at the top above all the mountains, all the kings of the earth, and exalted above all the hills, nations large and small. It says, my brothers and sisters, that in that day, blessed thing, for which we should be thankful, that is the promise of the Most High. He says, many nations, did you hear me? In that day, many nations. How about all the nations? All the nations that will survive. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The peoples shall flow unto it, flow unto this one kingdom. And many nations shall come, people of all the nations shall come and say, let's go up to the mountain of the Most High and to the house of the Holy One of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways. Oh, the nations will seek the way of one. Teach us of his ways. It didn't say made nations would be converted, my brothers and sisters, after designs seeming wise in their own hearts, after designs of their particular founding fathers. In fact, my brothers and sisters, all nations will call one father. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law, how about the peace? For the one Most High shall go forth out of Zion. My brothers and sisters, another epithet for those who walk after the heart of those who desire and seek the will of Yah, even Israel. True Israel, my brothers and sisters. It will only be pleased in discerning what indeed from the Most High is his blessing, will make a people whole and true unto him. And the word, the law of the Most High shall go forth from Jerusalem. He says in Joel 2:32, it's come to pass, if you will, in the last days, that all those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. How shall be made one? How about delivered from all manner of oppression, illusion, and lies? All those who stand against the truth. And he said in Jerusalem shall be delivered to a remnant whom the Most High has called. How about those who have responded wisely to his call? He said in Isaiah 65, it's going to be a terrible thing for those who, when he called, did not answer. And when he spoke, they did not listen. Messiah established Jerusalem to judge among many people. One rule, judging many nations. And he should rebuke strong nations afar off. How about he rebuke wherever men had defied what the Most High declared from the beginning must be global peace. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. He said, nations shall not lift up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. We're talking about peace, my brothers and sisters. We're talking about peace. It's not according to the will of many, according to the initial will and eternal will of one. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree. How about in comfort? And none shall make them afraid. Man shall sit comfortably, my brothers and sisters, basking in the peace of the Most High. None shall seek to destabilize it. But this is what the Most High himself has spoken. This is what the Most High himself has promised. I can only tell you this, my brothers and sisters, that every nation that will call upon the name of the Most High, everyone in every nation that will call upon the name of the Most High is obligated to seek the fullness of all that is divine law. That's the only way there's going to be an agreement amongst us all. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if anyone would seek to say that they are true to the name of the Most High after anything less, they have profaned his name. And my brothers and sisters, they're counted not friends, but enemies, and that they have been enemies against the hope of peace. Notice what I said earlier. Israel of old, seeking that all be found true to the will of one, found peace with the Most High. But whenever they did not, it not only threatened the welfare of the nation, threatened, if you will, national security, also threatened even the hope of the continuity of the nation. Many times when Israel defied the will of Yah, Most High sent them out among the nations, as he said he would do. In the book of Deuteronomy and the blessings and curses. That for a time, brothers and sisters, Israel was not upon the, even upon their own land, but taken into bondage under the will of other nations. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there's a lot of scriptures you really need to really look at Joel in the third chapter and find out what the Most High has said is going to happen to all the nations who stood against the hope of his people coming unto one accord in peace. Find out what the Most High says is going to happen to all the nations, my brothers and sisters, who would cause anyone, for that matter, to remain far from reconciled and the will of one. It's not a pretty picture, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High, as I told you before, says that every evil way must be subjugated in this world. Whatever will not walk according to fullness of divine design, my brothers and sisters, must be cast down. That those who would act responsibly should be raised up. That they shall have the peace and dominion. And my brothers and sisters, the dominion shall be only to those who are true to the name of him who is supreme above all. Well, so I would have you to know, it has been foretold that in the judgment, that the nation that will not conform to divine will perish. Look at Isaiah 60 and 12. It's also said in Zechariah, 14th chapter, that the nation, the people that won't come forth to praise the Most High according to his will, the Feast of Tabernacles, Zechariah 14. It's beyond man of curses upon that nation. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because they were considered in some way rebellious against the peace. How dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that the grace, the gospel going forth to the nations was an eradication of a word from on high that men might preserve the demonisms that they've contrived from below? To believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, is entirely irrational. To believe the Most High would eradicate his law that the world might have peace is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, insane. Totally unreasonable thinking. So I thank the Most High that he reveals in his time, his promised to reveal in his time, his law. The only way there'll be peace on this earth. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, men have lied to you if they told you that the heaven that is promised to man is anything else but what the Most High said he would bring to bear in terms of peace on this earth. Abraham, my brothers and sisters, and all those who have faith to be like unto him, was promised the land. A promised land, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High shall establish true to all his law in peace. Don't be tricked, my brothers and sisters, don't be beguiled. Nothing that men establish as a counterfeit will suffice to be counted true to what the Most High himself has decreed. If men say they pray together, but in denial of any part of what is divine will, they have not praised or honored Yah. They haven't given glory to the oneness that he is. They have not petitioned for peace. One scripture tells us that we need to seek the whole armor of Yah that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. My brothers and sisters, when we open the doors, for any matter of misconceit, what else do we expect, my brothers and sisters, but havoc? Men not discerning how to shut the doors or be responsible under shutting the doors against illusion have turned around, my brothers and sisters, in these latter days and licensed and sought to even make legal every manner of misconceit, oppression against divine will imaginable. And men have thought that in so doing, they would stay the wrath of the Most High. That they are somehow find the favor of a devil? My brother and sister, let me tell you something. The adversary has no love for anyone. Did you hear me? No love for anyone. And leads many to self-annihilation. We are at very soon, my brothers and sisters, the crossroads in human history. As I told you before, the scripture says he will only preserve those who will turn from transgression, not those who preserve it. To turn from transgression, my brothers and sisters, is to turn toward his peace. It is to turn toward his law. Man, my brothers and sisters, has unleashed all manner of havoc upon himself. Count it a blessed thing the Most High said that he would send a Savior to save mankind from himself, showing man again the way for peace, reprimanding mankind as is necessary that man discern the need to return to what the Most High declared from the beginning. That's the only way of peace. Don't be tricked, my brothers and sisters, by false prophets and false rulers who tell you that any lesser standard is the grace of Yah. Because the Most High had already foreordained from the very beginning. Did you hear me? He had already foreordained from the very beginning. He would end all sin primacy on earth after the way of transgressors, and will exalt those who seek all his righteousness. Because the scripture says they will seek ultimately his peace. It means all that he has decreed. That is his righteousness. For righteousness' sake, however, it says for peace' sake, Messiah would judge and make war. What does it mean? In Aramaic, it teaches it this way. He will smite them and then make peace. It's like a parent reprimanding his children. Desirous that there be peace in his household. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, no one will be sealed, no one will be confirmed to survive that day of wrath, because the scriptures actually tell us 2/3 of humanity will perish in that day. No one will survive it, my brothers and sisters, according to, well, I need to look at the book of Zechariah. I said, need to look at the book of Zechariah. Nobody's going to survive that day, my brothers and sisters, but those who are ultimately willing to say, say and be true to it. Be true to it, my brothers and sisters. To say the Most High. Most High, my brothers and sisters, is a master. Heaven help us. One scripture says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd. Smite the shepherds, Zechariah, and their flocks should be scattered. Now turn my hand against upon the little ones. How about even the great ones? Whoever it is that follow these, my brothers and sisters, who led his people astray. Zechariah 13:7. Just tell you also what's in Aramaic. It says they're great ones, they're rulers. It's going to pass that in all the lands, says the Most High, two parts therein shall be cut off and die. But a third should be left therein. Now bring the third through the fire. In other words, they should be refined, made true to the Most High. Refine them as silver is refined. So only that which is pure remain. Try them as gold is tried. And they shall call upon my name, and I will hear them. And I will say it is my people. And they say the Most High, even the Holy One of Israel, is my Holy One. Well, no national security, my brothers and sisters, no security for any soul any other way. If we understand Revelation 7th chapter, kings are running for cover, 6th chapter. Hide from the face of the Lamb, they say, in the face of him who sits upon the throne. David's wrath has come, who shall be able to stand? Why? Because all the nations have stood against the peace of the One Most High. It says, one called the angel from the rising sun has the seal, the confirming seal of the Most High. He will only seal and confirm unto peace, my brothers and sisters, those who are true to all that is the covenant command of Yah. We know this prophecy as well. It says that one comes that he perform, bring to bear all that is divine pleasure. And counts anyone who would stand against that peace, my brothers and sisters, an enemy. Who else said that, my brothers and sisters, but Yeshua? Isn't it time we understand the reality? 9:4 of Revelation says that the wrath that befalls this world will be upon all who do not have that seal, confirm, all who are not confirmed, stable under the will of Yah. Therefore, I can only say this. Don't anybody trick you into thinking that they are truly pro-nonviolence when they maintain violence against the perfect will of Yah. No one, my brothers and sisters, is true unto him who makes an oath unto the holy name who will stand against a whole world becoming true in all things to divine will. Whoever would preserve the compromises that seem wise among the nations. Whoever would preserve the hypocrisies, the partialities, and the pollutions against the perfect law of Yah that we see among the nations, my brothers and sisters. Though they might say as they desire, there be no violence. They themselves have been violent against the One Most High. Read Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6, and it talks about a people that are rulers at a city who've done violence against the law, so people don't even recognize that when the just Lord is in their midst. They don't recognize the need to be, should be humble for the opportunity to discern the way of life and peace. But even when standing in the midst of such a great light, they've proven their preference for darkness, that the only purpose they can perform is to be a signal to the whole world, not to mock, not to rebel against the will of Yah, but to seek it. Why did your leaders, my brothers and sisters, seek to hide from you the way of peace? By whose spirit, my brothers and sisters, did they think that they did you good while they only could do you evil? Could it be, my brothers and sisters, that what they have called godliness, I would tell you, yes, it's true. What they have called godliness has been constrained as the misconceits of many. Like the scripture said, watch out for false prophets, that they be found out if they never knew Yah, even though they thought they performed in his name. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, I pray that you will, all who are vowed unto the name of the Most High, are vowed to keep all his will, to seek all his will, to the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of Peace, seeks to teach all things. The great question we must ask now is how many among us are willing to hear and to obey all things. What is written in third chapter of Yohanan ultimately means Yah so loved the world, he gave his a counselor, a peacemaker, even the Prince of Peace, that whoever believes in his peace, that his is the way of peace, might not perish but have everlasting life. Scripture says that only those who confirm his testimony will be confirmed with a seal, confirmed and sealed that they are true unto Yah. That's what it really means. See, who believes in the Son has life, but who does not obey the Son does not have life. The wrath of Yah remains upon them. Yah wants peace in this world. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage? Why is there no peace? People imagine vain things, for all they imagine, they never come up with a way true unto peace, lasting peace, beyond all offenses, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says sin is a transgression of the divine law. How can you deny divine law and not deny divine law in any way and say you have not offended? Why do the nations rage and people imagine vain things, never knowing peace? Because they're taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. My brothers and sisters, the anointing is upon the anointed one. What does it do? Teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, reprove all that is, compel the people to function or think that they function well after misallegiances. Comfort you, O my people, Isaiah 40. I'm telling all to seek a conscience beyond their own. Petition the Most High then for his spirit. Seek all discern what indeed, my brothers and sisters, is unto the glory and the honor of Yah. It talks about the coming of one, my brothers and sisters, that though man has forgotten the way of peace, been wearied in conscience, forgotten the way of peace. It talks about the coming of the one called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun. When he casts out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure, and in so many ways proves that what the world called light, the light of peace, to still be the way of darkness, and that the rulers would not tell you that the only hope for peace is that wherever they have stood against the will of Yah, they'd be deposed from their thrones. That one, my brothers and sisters, who sits upon a throne divinely established, should rule over all. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah comes to reprove all the rulers of this earth, pastors, priests, and rabbis. But none of them have preached in this day all that should have been preached. But my brothers and sisters, that was the commission. Go forth and teach everything. Again, the scripture says, whoever will not obey, conform to the will of that prophet, should be cut off from among the people. Acts 3:18-23. It means, my brothers and sisters, whoever stand against his peace shall not know peace. Isaiah 48:22. No peace to the wicked, no peace to the lawless. Isaiah 14:5 says, the wicked is the scepter of the rulers, the intrusion of the principalities and powers. The word for wicked is the word for lawless, meaning no peace. When men seek after anything less than the fullness of the divine law. So Messiah comes saying, listen to me, O ye isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, that may mention my name to reveal his glory. How about what is honorable before him? To bring his people back to him, that they might be the beacon of peace and salvation of the world that were always intended. But my brothers and sisters, if you read further in Isaiah 49, it says, that one is one whom the kings of the earth have despised. It means, my brothers and sisters, the kings of the earth, seeking to exalt themselves, have despised the peace that the Most High decreed and sought to establish, if they could, their own. But there's only one peace, my brothers and sisters. There's only one completion. There's only one expectation for the faithful. And the Most High declared that eternal from the very beginning. They who are rational, they who are reasonable for the Most High, they will understand. Won't be that difficult to convince our brothers and sisters, those who have in them, if you will, a genuine residue of the Spirit. But by no means is the Most High pleased with every man walking according to his own deviant ways. He called Messiah the messenger of the covenant in Malachi 2nd going into 3rd and in the 3rd chapter. It means he's the messenger of the covenant. It means he's the messenger of the peace. He would say, restore righteousness, all that is pleasing unto Yah, as of old, as in former years. My brothers and sisters, how do men dare say that there's peace in denial of anything the Most High has spoken? In fact, we need to wake up and really understand. We need to wake up and really understand that what is to come, since the Most High says there will be a covenant that he will establish, that it should remain in the mouths of his people forever. It's not a new covenant, my brothers and sisters. It's a restoration of what man should never have forgotten. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, and his honor, and his praise, even all that is honorable unto him always. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. To his might, honor, and his praise always. Thank you all for listening. Hallelujah! Yes, I do intend to examine these concepts further. Stay tuned, my brothers and sisters. Stay tuned. No peace, no security for any nation. No peace, my brothers and sisters, for whoever or whatever will not seek all that Yah has decreed, a covenant of peace forever. Only Yah can make a savior. Don't believe, my brothers and sisters, that any idol that men have created after any manner of institutionality shall have peace. Not peace with Yah. Don't think anything will have peace with Yah. But after that, this market itself has established. Discern Isaiah 49, my brothers and sisters. Discern the way of peace.